Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
It felt like a nightmare today. I was in my car going to pick up my son, and all I hear is, well, there's some roster transactions today. And after what happened at the end of the game the other day, I'm like, well, somebody must have been injured. That's why Dusty made all those weird moves. And then all of a sudden there's five roster moves. And it's like, what the heck happened? And then we hear that there's five players that hit the IL. And then the rest is history. We're going to have to talk about that and more on this Locked On Astros podcast. And don't forget, you can get Locked On Astros on Himalaya, Odyssey, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast, Locked On Astros. And today's podcast is brought to you by Locker Room. We're going to be doing a Locker Room podcast tomorrow where you can join the conversation. You can tell us how frustrated you are with the Houston Astros, the fact that they can't hit the broadside of the barn with the bases loaded with no outs in the ninth inning. It's frustrated. Just let us know. If you are an Apple user, just come join the discussion tomorrow on the Locker Room app. And it's a Locker Room changing the way we talk sports. So let's talk a little bit about this. So apparently James Click came on and said that the Astros were placing five players on the 10-day IL for the health and safety protocol. They never once said that one of them or any of them tested positive for COVID-19. Now, the HEPA or whatever the rule says that they cannot come out and say that. If a player comes out and says that they tested positive, that's one thing. So like I was saying, I was on the Locked On Today podcast earlier, and they said, and I was just kind of explaining that, they came in contact with somebody. So who knows what happened there? But this is weird. The fact that it is three of our stars, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Yordan Alvarez. Then you have Martin Maldonado and Robel Garcia. And the first thing that comes to mind, well, is that the reason why you saw Martin Maldonado pinch hitting for Jose Altuve? But if that was the case, then why was Martin Maldonado pinch hitting for that? But yeah. Apparently, yeah. So, go ahead.
No, yeah, I was just going to say, like, when all that stuff was coming out, because it had kind of caught me off guard as well. Obviously, I mean, by day, we have regular jobs, and I had gotten an alert on my phone. And I remember about 10 minutes after it was initially tweeted by several of the Houston media guys, they had said that Dusty Baker confirmed that pulling Altuve in the ninth had nothing to do with that, that they had found out afterwards. But the bottom line is this is the one game in the series you didn't want this to happen. Now, number one, we ultimately want their health, and that's what's most important to us, you know, because health and wellness is far greater important than any sport that we could ever play. Number two, tonight they could have used those guys, Eric. I mean, they could have used those guys. And, you know, congrats to some of the guys that got hits. We'll talk about details of the game. But, I mean, you want to talk about, we were actually competitive with the Tigers. And if you would have thought that I would have ever said that this year, that we were competitive with the Tigers, like that was a compliment, I would have said I must be drunk at the time. But here's the problem, Eric, is going forward, how are they going to fix these glaring holes? I mean, they're going to have the holes for a while. The guys are going to be out for a few days. The young guys are going to have to step up. And they gave a valiant effort, I think, towards the end. But it looked bad from the beginning. You know, it just looked, like, oh, here's another loss. And you just kind of counted them out early. And that, I hate feeling that way.
Well, I know that there's not really any a talk of them canceling tonight's game, and the way the Astros have been playing, they probably were like, please cancel a game, please cancel a game. And guys, we want to hear your comments wherever you're listening, if it's via Twitter or if it's via YouTube or wherever you're listening. Why don't you go into comments and we'll go and put your comments up here and go and address this. But yeah, this is definitely one of those games where Miles Straw is leading off. He did get a hit, and then Yuli Gurriel keeps on his toward hitting. He got two hits, and Jason Castro hit a big bomb. But you see something that we didn't expect to see so early in the season. Ronnie Dawson making his major league debut, and he was one of five players who got caught up to replace these guys. So we'll talk a little bit more about the players that got caught up in a little bit. But go ahead and tell us what's going on in a little bit. So. But James Click said that this was not because these players were violating any of the health and safety protocols or anything like this. They weren't going out and going to clubs or anything like this. They've been kind of adhering to rules. It just happens, and so they don't really know what's going on. And there's no reason to. They don't believe that there is a healthy or safety reason not to play. That's what they said before to the game. As of now, we're playing the game. We certainly respect that decision. So they were on the phone right after the game yesterday with MLB, and they were like, do we play? Are we supposed to play? Because we had five players that we have to isolate. Should we cancel a game? And the MLB said, no, I think that we're following all the proper protocols. So we'll have to see.
No, yeah, and Abraham Toro got there, I believe, 1 hour before game time. So the good thing is that the alternate squad is down in Corpus, which is not too far. It's about a 35-minute flight if you take a plane. And so, you know, that's good. It will be even better when the season starts in AAA. And that's not only an alternate site, but you have guys that are even closer there. So it's nice to have the guys local here in Texas. Abraham Toro, someone's asking, did he play well? You know, I think he did all right. You know,
he was 0-for-3, but played some good defense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had a good glove tonight. He just, you know, he didn't do great at the plate. I'm sure he expected to do more. We've seen him. You know, he had that key home run, and Justin Verlander's no hitter. And
just imagine playing in Corpus Christi, and all of a sudden the coach says, come out of game. You're coming out of game. You're going to Houston. Yeah. And then like, hey, Degatti, come on. Hey, Dawson.
So why did they bring up Degatti? Because he wasn't even on the 40-man roster.
It doesn't matter. In these situations, and I have something pulled up right here, but basically in the event where you have five players like this, they have a rule that says that in order for a team to stay competitive, you can bring up players that are not on the 40-man roster.
Oh, so you don't have to use your 40-man roster guys. Right. Okay. I just wondered why they picked him. And, okay, that explains. That's a good answer. Thank you. I wasn't sure.
So, I've been kind of looking at that as well. And so you have to have the right information to kind of get this, and that's what you're doing. So speaking of that, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Locker Room. Locker Room is an app that we're going to be using on tomorrow's podcast, and it's something that you're going to have to download and kind of follow me at Eric Heisman or Brett at H-Town Wheelhouse. And it's not just an app. It's something where Tony, if you want to join, and Johnny, you've already joined, and anybody else that's listening, you can join the conversation. You can come up on stage. We've had some Yankees fans try to come up. I look at their profile and be like, yeah, you're a Yankees fan. You're not going to come up. But basically, Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join a conversation about the league, about the Astros. And you can find fans just like you in the locker rooms or for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and just whatever about local rumors, wherever. And you can find a new host, friends, NBA, MLB, whatever. So go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NFL, MLB, and NHL group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Eric Heisman and follow H-Town Wheelhouse to be notified when our rooms go live. I know you won't want to miss it. Tomorrow we're going to plan, and we're going to talk about what the heck is next for the Houston Astros. They're going to be playing with the baby Stros from now on, so we'll have to see.
Baby Stros. Well, so let's clarify. This is only on iOS right now. It's only on Apple. They're working currently on getting it on Androids. Right. They don't have it there, but that's a locker room thing. They're working fervently to get that because they know there's a whole different audience out there as well with the Androids.
Right. And we can bring you up on stage. You can answer a question. You can ask us a question live. And so I can't wait to hear everybody's thoughts on the Astros. See you there. Locker room. It's changing the way we talk sports. So speaking of that, let's talk a little bit about Rock Auto.
Yeah, rockauto.com is the perfect place for you to get any auto parts you need. They've been around for 20 years. It is a great place. You don't have to go to a store. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to have different price points given to you because you're not a professional mechanic. You go there, you put in your make, your model, whatever parts you need, whether it's carpet, tail lamps, brake pads, anything, you can get at rockauto.com. They have an easily navigable website. And trust me, I've been on there. And if you want to save money, you go here. If you got to repair your car, you want to save money. You can save 10, 30, 50, sometimes 100%. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available in your car or truck, right, locked on in the How Did You Hear About Us box to let them know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
Hey guys, by the way, Eric Heisman will be on the Locked On Today podcast today and talking about the COVID crisis. So Peter Bukowski updates you with all the latest Astros news in every major sports, but mostly the Houston Astros with the host of the Locked On Astros podcast. So follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. So let's go and move on to what's going on. So I know we kind of touched on who got called up, but let's go ahead and kind of list out the list of names. So I know Abraham Toro, we kind of already talked on him, about him. With Maldonado going down, I think that he said that Jason Castro on Twitter, he was like, man, that was a big bomb. And so somebody said, how are you feeling? He said, I'm fine, I'm fine. So so these guys are probably all feeling good, but they can't be with the team. So Garrett Stubbs is up as well. Then you have Alex Degatti, like we talked about already. And then you have Ronnie Dawson. Ronnie Dawson, this is a guy who finally makes his major league debut. He got a hit. I believe he walked as well, if I remember correctly. Yes, he walked. Oh, Abraham Toro did get a walk. So let's give him credit there. He did get a walk. So these guys did. I know that wasn't Toro's major league debut, but they did make some type of contribution at the plate. But when you have guys like this, and Garrett Stubbs did get in the game at the end as a pinch runner, but when you have a lot of these type of guys in the lineup, it's going to be hard to score a lot of runs. And unfortunately, the Astros did have 8 hits, 4 runs. But when Lance McCullers kind of has a game like this, and I don't know what's going on with the Astros pitching. This is struggling. I don't know what's really going on with this team recently. And like, I have a couple of notes here. The Astros' last 3 starters, Greinke went 4 2/3 innings. Odorizzi went 3 1/3 innings. McCullers went 3 2/3 innings. This is getting very alarming. These are the veteran pitchers. I know Odorizzi had a shortened spring training. I'm not going to dwell too much on that. I know after the podcast yesterday, he kind of mentioned that he wants to get with Justin Verlander and he wants to figure out how to avoid the Crawford boxes. And I know that he said he has the rising fastball. He wants to try to figure out how to adjust to that. But
yeah, it was almost like he admitted that he isn't a very good pitcher at Minute Maid Park. It's almost like, well, you know, it was almost like you were saying, my stuff really isn't in tune. I mean, he needs to get in tune. And yeah, Justin Verlander needs to get on the horn with him. But like you said, these pitchers not going, I mean, not even 4, I mean, not even 5 innings is a problem. And with a young, unproven team like the Tigers, all they need is confidence. Hitting is contagious. And I was really expecting Lance to come in tonight and be effective. And you know, when you give up 4 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned, and only 3 strikeouts and 3 walks, that's just not a good night. But you know, you had mentioned Ronnie Dawson, Eric. He got his first major league hit tonight. He was 1-for-3 and he scored a couple runs. It's really good to see someone get their first major league hit. It would have been even better if he could have scored, you know. Was he in the bases loaded bunch that was on in the ninth inning? I'm trying to recall who the three men were.
I just saw that. Yes. And I Mushroom Blue was just tweeting this. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mushroom Blue. Apparently Lance McCullers was pitching under the weather. He said, I got the COVID vaccination a couple days back. I've been feeling under the weather.
Okay. So when he was pitching, I made a comment to my wife. She was kind of watching the game with me earlier. And I was like, he doesn't look like, he looks uncomfortable. He doesn't look right. Because whenever he's not feeling good on the mound, watch this, Eric. Whenever next time he pitches or anytime he's out there and he starts doing his rolling his shoulders back, something's not right with him. He kind of has this body language. Right.
So this is what this is what Dusty Baker had to say. He said Lance McCullers was sick as a dog. And his legs were wobbly, and he could barely catch a breath.
Well, there you have it. There you have it.
And Lance McCullers said, he's the Astros MLB Players Association rep. I don't understand why we play tonight, quite honestly. Mm. It seems like the rules are different for different teams based on who it is and the COVID issues. Oh. So if this was the Dodgers, would they have played tonight? Or probably not.
Remember the very beginning of the season. Was it the Nationals and the Mets series? I know it was the Nationals,
right.
And they didn't play. And so, yeah, you know, it kind of does. And I hate to play.
Thank you, Mushroom Blue, for that.
Yeah, you know, I hate to play the victim role because in Houston we get accused of that now daily, because of the whole 2017 thing. But you know, my thing is tonight. You know, the Astros had opportunities. Okay, Lance McCullers falls off the mound. He doesn't do great. But you had plenty of opportunities in the end, three different innings where you could have come back and you should have won that game. Astros should have won that game.
It gets worse. McCullers needed IVs after the game.
Well, you know, right. But like I said, after he left the game, they still had opportunities. I mean, this Tigers team, their relief pitching kind of showed its true face tonight where they didn't have to. But yeah, that sucks for Lance. You know, he came on the show a few weeks ago. He's a great guy. He's a friend of the show. And we definitely hope that he gets better. We hope that the players that were affected by this aren't physically harmed the way that, you know, Lance McCullers is just from the shot. But those side effects can be a real, you know what?
Yeah, I know. A lot of people react differently to that. So Christian Javier, somebody mentioned, Tony mentioned Christian Javier. Yeah, they're trying to build up his endurance. And I'll mention that real quick. He actually pitched today at the alternate site, and he threw 5 1/3 innings pitch. He allowed five hits, 4 runs, 3 of them were earned, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. He threw 82 pitches, 53 of them were strikes. So that's not really building up the endurance yet. So we'll have to see what's happening there. But overall, I'm still kind of worried about that. I think we may see him. We know we're going to see him on the Angel series. So I think they could probably give him one more start down there at the alternate. I keep on trying to say alternative, but the alternate training site. So
well. My thing is, Eric, and I'm going to ask you this because someone asked me this and I couldn't give them an answer other than I would do the same thing. Why don't they extend him? Why don't they do that? Why don't they just put him out there? I mean, why not just let him keep pitching? I mean, what's the harm in doing that? I mean, is he that off? Is he that out of sync that he can't extend himself throughout the season? Why wouldn't you want him in real game situations?
I think what they're really trying to do is honestly get him to extend him in non-pressure situations, okay, and save him for October. And I think they're betting on October, but at the same time, they're kind of back at 500 right now. So maybe they're betting on the wrong horse at the moment. So let's talk a little bit about betonline.ag.
Yeah, betonline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to get all your betting in with all your sports action. The NBA is in full swing. NHL is here. MLB is here. it's all right there for you. You can bet on awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds on props and almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. And the best way to place your bets and free to sign up, BetOnline, you go to their website or you go to the mobile site and you download the app. You can receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
All righty. Apparently, Lance McCullers got the Johnson & Johnson vaccination. So, and it hit him pretty hard.
So, yeah. But also, I know I got the Moderna, and it depends on what blood type you have. Like, I'm like O positive. If you have like an A blood type, it affects you negatively. And so, there's all kinds of crazy things about that, man.
Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, so, I don't want to get this into a vaccination discussion, but I hope he gets better because the Astros definitely need him. But this whole starting rotation thing is getting a little bit frustrating. And the Astros, where's my stats? The Astros starters have pitched 57 innings in 12 games. That's really crazy. And the Astros deficits in the last few games, 4-0 in the fifth inning in Oakland on Sunday, and then Monday it was 4-0 in third inning, and Tuesday it was 5-1 in the fourth inning, and Wednesday it was 3-0 in the second inning to Detroit. You can't keep on falling that far behind in those innings, and no. So especially when in today's game where you're missing one third of your offense, you can't replace Jose Altuve and then Alex Bregman and Yordan Alvarez, even though Alvarez and Bregman have been struggling, and you still can't replace those guys.
Okay, here's how bad our pitching is right now. We're ranked 16th in the league. The Rangers and the Royals are above us. That's not a good thing, Eric. That is something that has to get fixed. Now, I do think that a lot of things will iron themselves out. I do think that this team isn't going to be a 6-1 team. I don't think they're going to be a 1-5 team. They're going to be somewhere in the middle, and they're going to have to take the wins from now on that they're supposed to get, and they're going to have to get them. That's just the bottom line.
That's a good point, Johnny. If anybody bet on the Tigers sweeping the Astros, they made a killing.
They did. See, yes, man, but it's such a tricky thing. Why, Tony asks, why is Correa hitting six with the line with that lineup today? You know what? I don't know. Ask Dusty Baker.
I think there's a reason why. Let me look at the.
Gurriel
is the hottest guy in the Astros. I mean, I guess what are you going to do? Move up? I guess he moved Brantley to the three hole, and Aledmys Diaz, I guess, would say, why is he batting second? You could put Brantley back third. I mean, Brantley in the two hole, and then move Yuli Gurriel. And then I would say Kyle Tucker, why is he there?
See, I would have put Correa fourth. I would have batted him cleanup. But
I think we're still trying to see them do the left right thing. But even then, you got Miles Straw, and I don't know. Dusty.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Dusty being Dusty, I don't know.
Hey, email Dusty Baker at dustybakercares.com. And honestly, there are some things.
Or dustybakerdoesn'tcare.com.
Yeah, that's right. Dusty Baker doesn't give a crap what we think. No, you know, I do like Dusty Baker, but there are going to be some head scratchers throughout the year, and we know that. We know that because we saw that last year, but we saw him make some good moves. So this club has got to perform.
I've got some good news. The Astros are the only team in the AL West that have a positive run differential.
Oh, wow.
Plus 11.
But what... but what is our place in the division right now? Are we, what are we, third?
We're third.
Behind Seattle. Holy crap.
Yeah. Okay, yep. We can't make fun of the Mariners.
No,
right
but
now.
That's crazy. The Angels are in first place, but they're -4. Oakland is like one game behind us and they're minus 26.
Who knows? It's baseball. It's baseball. You're going to go through your ups and downs. I'm not going to get too ups and downs with this. And there's an off day. Luckily, there's a chance to kind of reflect and see what's going on here. Give everybody a chance to breathe because I'm with McCullers. Why the heck did they play tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe
five players is a majority of the team.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, it's also like, nine.
Trevor
yeah.
Howard says, Dusty Baker accepts defeat at loss.com. I don't think it's that bad, Trevor Howard, but I know what you're saying there. So Jason Castro hit a 447-foot home run, and this was his second longest home run since he hit one 453 in 2016. So you have that, and I think it hit that the shrubbery out there. The shrubbery.
You know,
like it, Monty Python.
You know, I was so disappointed when I found out that that was fake ivy. Like, I'm like, how do they get it so green? And then I'm like, wait, those are plastic leaves. What the crap? So, but that was great to see him hit that. And man, I was convinced. I was convinced that they were going to hit a grand slam or do something big and tie it up.
I've got good news. The Astros are going to be facing the Mariners next. And on Friday, it's going to be Jose Urquidy. And then Saturday, it's going to be Zach Greinke. And then on Sunday, it's going to be Jake Odorizzi not pitching at Minute Maid Park. So there's not going to be any Crawford boxes.
But will there be J.P. Crawford home runs? I'm just saying,
I see
man.
What you did there. I see
you see what I did there? Well, they've got to go out and they've got to grind. They can't lick their wounds. You know, and that's the thing we have to realize as fans. These are professionals. These are guys that are the best of the best. And even when they're not playing their best, they're trying to find out ways and figure out ways to get things fixed. So as much as we hate it and as much as we don't like it, we just know that they're going to grind all the more, go out there and watch them go have a successful road trip and flip this thing.
Okay, Steve Harden says the understatement of the year. It's going to be a squirrely year, guys. Yep, it is, definitely. So Dusty Baker said after the game that none of the five guys are going to travel with the team. And this is going to be, a six-game road trip. So that means that they're probably not going to play on the road trip, and they're probably going to just stay at home. And so they're going to be watching. Hopefully they have FUBU or something where they can watch the team play on the road. So
they have FUBU.
something where they can FUBO. Watch it. FUBU, whatever, or MLB TV or something that they're not blacked out on. But speaking of Odorizzi, he says that this is coming from yesterday, obviously, or the day before. I'll take today as a learning experience. Unfortunately, the loss comes at my hands, but we'll move forward from it. I'll move forward from it, and we'll get back on track. So the Astros are now 6-6. They loaded the bases in the ninth inning, and they only got one run. The Tigers, AJ Hinch's Tigers, came in to Houston, and after being swept by the Indians, and they swept the Astros. Mm. Who would have thought that was coming? And
yeah, I mean, Chris Castagnoli from Locked On Tigers was literally depressed. He was like,
he can't come on a show anymore, by the way. Chris, sorry, you can't come on a show anymore.
That's what I told him. I told him that in our chat. You know, I said Chris is no longer allowed on Locked On Astros before
the Astros were outscored 20-4 in this I think the Astros scored some more, but last I saw Brian McTaggart, I was too depressed to update the scores, but
scored four tonight. So
yeah. So maybe it was updated, but this was a depressing series. And Brandon Del Castillo said, this is hell. Just watching this series. If you want to live hell, your own version of hell, just rewatch this series, and that's your own version of hell.
I don't want to do that. But you know, Eric, I did notice that Kyle Tucker, he was swinging at everything. He's flying open way too often. He's not keeping his front shoulder in like he needs to. A lot of the guys when they were swinging, they just didn't. they're just not hitting on all cylinders. And I think it's like a domino effect, one thing after another. So they go on the road, they clear their heads. I think they come out winning more games than they lose. If it's a 6-game series, I think they win 4 and lose 2. I'm being, you know, hopelessly optimistic.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. So tomorrow we're going to do a locker room podcast. Come join us. All you have to do is download the app on an Apple iOS product, and you can come join the conversation. I know Johnny's done it. Johnny said that he thinks that they play differently when they come home and they try to hit home runs into Crawford boxes. Well, maybe Jake Odorizzi needs to pitch against the Astros, and maybe the Astros could do a little bit better. But I think we need a day to kind of reflect. The Astros need a day to cool off. And we'll see you tomorrow on the Locked On Astros podcast. And I'm not too frustrated with this, but after the way the Astros started, it's very frustrating to see how things have gone the past few days. But other than that, go Astros, and we will see you tomorrow.